Blackstone Audio presents The Town That Food Saved, How One Community Found Vitality in Local Food by Ben Hewitt. For Penny, Finn, and Rye, and anyone who likes to eat. Chapter 1. If you come into the town of Hardwick, Vermont from the east, you come in on Route 15. Weaving through a series of curves that begin as gentle sweeps and become progressively sharper until you find yourself leaning in your seat, the view through your windshield tilted just a few degrees off its axis. That's the Lamoille River on your right, gurgling and churning over water-worn stone and gravel. It cuts a course through the center of town, and there's a nice little walking bridge that crosses the water. It's on Main Street. It's not hard to find. On your left, the land rises steeply from the highway's shoulder. It's mostly wooded, but just outside town you can see where the hillside washed away a few years back. It's since been reinforced with a massive pile of rocks, but the homes visible at its crest still look disturbingly vulnerable, as if the slightest shift will send them bouncing down the hill to splinter across the roadway. Hardwick sits in a shallow hollow. The town and its 3,200 residents live in the shadow cast by Buffalo Mountain, which rises to nearly 3,000 feet at the southwest corner of town. Buffalo Mountain is at once craggy and lush, populated by a mix of eastern hardwoods, birch, beech, ash, and the state's vaunted sugar maple. There is no road to the top, although all-terrain vehicle trails crisscross its flanks. If you claw your way to the top of Buffalo Mountain and look out over the town, you'll see how Route 15 becomes Main Street, and Main Street lasts for about...